When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Start 11 Prediction Show. It is the FA Cup quarter final this week, and it's Nottingham Forest, it's Liverpool Football Club. It has been a while since we've played Nottingham Forest. I'm looking forward to this one. I'm in a good mood, you're in a good mood. Why? Because Liverpool are 1 point behind Manchester City. Liverpool are still fighting on four fronts for another 3 trophies to add to the Carabao Cup already. This is FA Cup football. This is what it's about. It's quarter-finals time, and this is the starting 11 as I see it, in that this is what I think Jürgen Klopp will do for this game. So, debatable, but I think, you know, there's a possibility that it could be Kelleher. It could be Alisson, of course, starting in net. I'm going to throw it in there for Kelleher right now. Just on the basis of how good he was in the Carabao Cup and stuff like that. So maybe give Alisson the sort of afternoon, early evening off if you can do. He was absolutely superb in that Carabao run for us. I know Alisson played in the last round against Norwich, but let's throw Keller in there for a little bit of Irish charm. Is it St. Patrick's Day today? I think it might be. Go ahead. Kostas Tsimikas, if he is not ill, he should start this game. And I'm convinced that if he's not ill, he will start this game. And you know what? He had opportunities earlier in the season. Robbo has been in just scintillating forms over the last couple of months. The Kostas Tsimikas has found it hard to get back into that side. But every time he's played, I think he's played well for us. So I'm happy to see him hopefully come back in at left back. I'm going to throw 2 changes in at centre-half. I'm going to go with Joe Gomez first and foremost. I've put him on that left-hand side because of his recovery pace. Play that slightly deeper withdrawn role almost that Virgil van Dijk does. If you look at the average positions between Virgil and Konate, or Virgil and Joel Matip, he plays slightly deeper. He's got that recovery pace. Maybe he'll play at the left side of the two. And I've paired him up with Ibu Konate for this one. I think it's obvious that we've seen Konate in such good form. If it wasn't for Joel Matip playing at an absolute world-class level, Konate probably would have broken into this Liverpool side by now. As such, he's not, because Matip has been incredible. I think the two of them should play at centre-half. And then, again, much like Kostas Tsimikas, if James Milner isn't ill, he will start. And for me, he probably starts at right back. That way you're giving not just Andy Robertson, but you're getting from Trent Alexander-Arnold the evening off as well. And this is it, isn't it? You know, we're going into an international break very shortly after the game. And, you know, I'd guess that after that, it's just going to be foot to the floor. Game, hopefully, because we should hopefully be in the next round in the FA Cup. We're in the Champions League, of course. We want to see us progress time and time again. It is going to be, as everyone keeps saying, cup final after cup final. So now is pretty much the only time that Trent's going to get a game off for us. It's pretty much the only time that Robbo's going to get a game off. Potentially the same for Virgil van Dijk. So yeah, I think that's probably the back five right now. Got some really, really interesting sort of picks for the middle of the park now, so stay with us, of course. But first, a few words from Paul Machin.
Hey everyone, Mate here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com. Sign up and join us on Redmen Plus.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Midfield then, I see USS, thanks very much for watching, appreciate that, make sure I don't distract you too much, but we're getting into the midfield now, and for this one I think, you know, you look back at the Norwich game in the Cup and that's kind of where I'm at with it right now. I think, you know, Fabinho for me has got to have that time off. Could you play a Kurt Jones there or a Naby Keita there if you want to maybe get a Harvey Elliott or something in? Maybe. But right now, I think the safe option is to probably go for Jordan Henderson, Naby Keita, and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Although, again, we're going to look at this. I'm sure the comments will be coming in going, well, what about Harvey Elliott and stuff like that? Maybe I've got him on the wing. So hold your horses a little bit. Left-hand side. I think he goes strong with Diogo Jota. Right hand side, I had you on. I didn't think he had Harvey Elliott on the wing. I think he's going to put Taki Minamino on the wing. And then up top, it's the man with the greatest smile ever. It's Bobby Firmino. I'll do the subs next, and then because I've got a few players that haven't made my bench, 9 subs in the FA Cup, I believe. So Alisson Becker, Andy Robertson, Joel Matip, Harvey Elliott, Kurt Jones, Fabinho, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Luis Diaz and Divock Origi. So no Mo Salah, no Sadio Mane, no Virgil van Dijk and no Thiago for me in this match day squad, which is crazy because it's still a good side and we've got a strong bench, and yet van Dijk, Mane, Salah, Thiago not in the match day squad. There's absolutely no chance that I've got this right today. I understand that. I think we're on a bit of a roll, actually, between me and Steve over the last few weeks. I think we definitely got the last two right. I think I've got my last two or three right, maybe. So, yeah, it's got to come to an end. I feel confident. I don't feel confident. I don't feel confident at all. So, first of all, if you're going to go full rotational side, let's have a look at this before we get into it. And leave me your thoughts in the comments section, of course. But there's a potential to play Naby Keita there. There's a potential to play Harvey Elliott there. There's a potential to play Taki Minamino there. And there's a potential to play Divock Origi there. And I think that would be, I think I'm right in saying that that's a fully rotated side then. Now, you're putting a lot of trust in those players, and I would trust those players to go out there and get a victory, but you do need probably minutes in the legs of Diogo Jota. You do need minutes in the legs, certainly, of Roberto Firmino, so it's highly unlikely to see that. This is the position for me that's the real sort of fulcrum of how Klopp puts this game, this side together, isn't it? Because if you can get away without playing Jordan Henderson, and we have seen Naby there at times, and we've seen that Kurt Jones there once, I think, as well, Then you've got opportunities to get Ox a game. You've got opportunities maybe to get Harvey Elliott a game. You could switch them round if you wanted to. You could play Harvey in the middle. You could play Ox on that right-hand side. There's a potential actually to continue this thread a little bit more. If you wanted Harvey in the middle, maybe you throw Divock there or Firmino there. I'm not playing Ox over there. I've lost Firmino. He's hiding that beautiful smile of his behind Diogo Jota for me. Yeah, that's crap. That's a stupid idea. Don't do anything like that. So let's try and get it back to some kind of semblance of what it was originally. Who did I have there? Was it Minamino? Hopefully. And then put Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in there. Divock Origi back on the bench with those guys. Seem to have the nine players back. I think that was the team that I went with. Last time in the FA Cup, he played Luis Diaz, he played Sadio Mane, and checks phone, Mo Salah. So in an earlier round of the FA Cup. But with that international break, it's going to be tough, isn't it? We know Salah's just come back from that sort of cut or whatever it was. I suppose the next talking point before I get into the comments is what happens if Tsimikas is unavailable and what happens if Milner is unavailable because they have both got illnesses at the moment. What do you then do? Well, I suppose the easy thing to do is to throw Robbo in. I believe one of Scotland's games has been postponed. So in the international break, he's only going to have actually one game to play. So that's an opportunity to bring Robbo in. At right back, you've got a little bit more cause for concern, maybe. So, I mean, we could play Connor Bradley at right back if we wanted to. You could maybe move somebody else, but who are you moving? That's the sort of question, isn't it? Maybe you go along the lines of actually Joe Gomez comes in there and you throw a centre-half in which case I'd guess it would be Matip because I know he's been unbelievable, right? But he's not playing international football anymore, is he? So there's an opportunity to throw him in there. If he does pick up an injury, then you've got Virgil van Dijk to go back in and you've got Ibu Konate to play there. So that actually might be a solid shout for if Trent Alexander-Arnold is unavailable. I think the other thing that we're talking about probably is something along those lines, isn't it? Where you get Caterin and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain maybe into the centre of the park. It's going to be tough, though, actually, isn't it? It's going to be very, very difficult to sort of look at. Curtis needs to score, and Naby says McMain. Robbo needs a rest as well. Look at the Spence Forest right back. I think he'd be perfect as a Trent backup next season. Okay, I'll keep my eye on that one. SS at the weekend. We really shouldn't have let Nico Williams go. We need a backup right back, says Av Kid. Fabinho at right back or left back if Millie or Costas isn't available, says Protagidu. I don't think that's ever going to be an option for us. I think, you know, much was made when Fabinho first came into the club, wasn't it, about him playing right back for, was it Brazil that he played right back for? I don't think he hadn't done it a lot, though. I seem to remember, I maybe counted up when he first came, and it was like five times or something that he'd actually played right back. I think he's too important. I think he's one of the players that I'm trying to rest personally. I know Trent's just as important, if not more important, but I just can't see that we'd risk Fabinho, where Fabinho is in much the same vein as Trent Alexander-Arnold. We don't have a replacement for like-for-like. I mean, Jordan Henderson can do the job, and he can do it really well, and we've seen him do it really well. But I think there is a big, big difference. Plus, Jordan's good in this position as well. It's going to be very tough, isn't it, to sort of guess what Jürgen's going to do. I'm going to put the two fullbacks back in because I do think that, if possible, they will start. And it will only be maybe Joe Gomez and Andy Robertson coming in if they're unavailable, as I mentioned before. So, yeah, I feel like I'm getting a bit lost there with my team. Jota, Firmino, Minamino. I think that's the side that I put out to begin with. Is there anything else anyone wants to look at there? Ox right back, says Thomas Gilley. Obviously played wing back for Arsenal, didn't he, a little while ago now. Harvey needs to start at Thomas Gill. Yeah, Harvey, he probably does need to start, doesn't he? But then so does Ox. And Ox, you know, would be probably still getting over the disappointment of the Carabao Cup final. I mean, obviously, he's on the bench originally. Thiago goes down with that injury. Harvey Elliott comes onto the bench, and yet it's Harvey Elliott that he brings on into the game. So I think just as a little nod to Ox, it's more likely that he starts again. SS says, very hard to predict. We have 2 weeks till the next game, and Trent might not play much for England either. Could we get one more game out of him? Would just worry about picking up an injury. I'm with you on that one, SS. Ox could go left wing. He absolutely could go left wing, but then Minamino needs minutes as well. He's literally the cup king, isn't he? 6 goals and 7 appearances, was it, in the Carabao Cup or whatever. So it's tough. Richard Jackson highlights that we need quality cover for Fab, as we'll be better to be able to rest Hendo also. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say before, and you just said it so much better than I did. I think Elliot be a sub. Arsenal made the mistake of trying youth and got smacked. Cater and Ox over Jones and Elliot. Okay, so you kind of agree with me on that one then. There you go then. That has been my starting 11 prediction. I think that's the side that I originally put out there to begin with. Let's go through it one more time. Kevin Kelleher, Kostas Tsimikas, Joe Gomez, Konate, Milner, Henderson, Cater, Ox, Jota, Firmino, Minamino, no Salah, no Thiago, no Virgil van Dijk, and no... Who was the other player? Sadio Mane in my match day squad. Let me know your 11s and subs if you want in the comments section below. Like the video, please. Big thank you to Profit Accumulate. If you're into that type of stuff, go over, follow the link in the description, of course, and I'll see you for the game on Sunday, because it's me and Mr. Machin on comms once again. Ta-ra.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.